Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. We are so enamored with products like Siri and Alexa because they can speak to us, and the more human, the better.
Yeah, the Google AI assistant caused quite a stir when it made a restaurant reservation that sounded just like a person because it injected ums when it spoke.
We remain the only species on Earth that can speak and process words. A fascinating article in the magazine Scientist explores this most human of all characteristics.
Evolution allowed for changes in our vocal tract and in our brains that made speech possible. Our lungs provide something called acoustic energy in dispelling air. Then the manipulation of that air to produce defined sounds is possible with the help from the diaphragm and the intercostal and abdominal muscles.
Air is then released through the larynx, the structure that contains the vocal cords, and the supralaryngeal vocal tract, or SVT. The SVT includes the oral cavity and the pharynx, which is at the top of your throat.
Interestingly, the anatomy of the human SVT evolves as a child develops. After birth, the tongue is flat and resides mostly in the mouth. Eventually, the tongue grows into the throat and the oral cavity begins to shorten to allow us greater range of sounds.
Meanwhile, development of neural networks in the brain allow us to produce, process, and understand sounds. A protein called FOXP2 has been shown to be instrumental in allowing speech.
Only human and direct human predecessors, Neanderthals and Denisovans, have a form of this protein. Amazing that only one small change in anatomy gave us this tremendous ability.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.